You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, hello, everybody. Thanks for listening. And hello, Julie D. Immel. How are you today?
Hello, Laurie Cadden. I'm doing just fine. How are you today?
I'm very good. We're here on this Friday morning taping this week in a rainy, dreary kind of day. But as you said earlier, we're all chipper for the, even though it's that kind of day. We got a good show lined up. We have Robert, otherwise known as Bob Schlesinger, who will be on talking about his play, The Last Thoughts of Gino Murley, May 22nd at Penn Security Bank Theater at Lackawanna College. And then we have Holly Sirachi, who will be up next after Bob, and she's going to talk about current trends and such in the real estate market. And so we have a good show, Julie, and speaking of good shows, we had a good show last Saturday at my son Sean's bride-to-be shower, which was held at the Tripp House of Scranton, and it was a beautiful day. My sister did the decorating. Charlie Lestrange, who owns Classic Occasions Catering, was the caterer. He had great staff. We had the lovely Mackenzie, Jamie, and Amber. They were fabulous. The food was great. I'm going to send you a few pics, Jewel, so you can throw them on of what he did. He did a great job. My sister did a beautiful job with her decorating. And Kathy from Over the Moon, Kathy Davis, she is the owner. And Maddie was set up the display Friday afternoon. It was beautiful. My sister did a little embellishing with some candles and greenery, and it was a beautiful time. We had a great day. Katie was thrilled. Her mom, Grace, was equally as happy, and Grace's best friend, Janet, who came in from Long Island, and they had a great time. And all of my friends and some of my family, I mean, a good portion of people were there, and it was delightful. And it was, because Sean always talks about, Mom, this is, you know, we have so many people, 300 people. And, you know, Sean knows a lot of people. The trimmers do. Sean's been to, you know, his high school, his college, and his law school careers are, you know, he knows people, keeps in touch. He's like his mother. And I said, Sean, I don't want to hear it, because I could have given you the list of 200 more, minimum 200 more names that could have been invited.
Right.
So let's, you know, okay. So I had to pick people, Julie, and go with people who Sean was close to, because I could invite the world. But people who Sean knows and has been close to. And so it was a nice little get together. There were about 25 people, and we had a great time. Tessa Lavelle did the individualized, personalized teapot cookies, which she did in colors that matched the toppers. And Billy Lavelle, her dad, did the gluten-free goodies for us. And it was just, I'm telling you, it was a beautiful day. And the Trip House is beautiful to rent. So if you have to rent something that somewhere that has parking right there, beautiful location, great porch. If it's a nice weather, you can be out there as well. It's just a great place to go. And dealing with Michael Gilmartin is a dream, and it all just works out. It's a beautiful building, and the Junior League it's home to the Junior League of Scranton, which I'm a past president and a proud member of today, a sustaining member, and it's great. It's good to be there, and it was just a perfect, perfect day. So I have to say. And then later on in that evening, we as a family went over to the 16th Ward. Now, I had never been there for dinner. I did go to an event upstairs, which is beautiful. But we went to dinner, eight of us, and it was delicious. And if you haven't been there, check that out, because that's got a great menu and it's beautiful in there. You feel like you're in a restaurant in New York City. It's just beautiful. So check it out. And but that was a week filled with lots of goings on, Julie. We had a lot of we ordered the night before Katie and Sean were in. They had to go get their marriage license, which was in the paper on Saturday. And they went on Friday over to get their license. And I was just talking with Beth Hopkins, who directs, I'm not sure her exact title, but she's the director of Lackawanna County at the voting process of Lackawanna County. And she was there, and Tracy Doherty, both of two of whom we all get together a couple times a year for dinner. And they saw Sean. They were there helping Sean. And Richard Conaboy Jr. helped Sean, and he's a great kid. And so it was just a good experience. And then that night we ordered from Julie. I don't know if you've ever eaten at Little Pizza Heaven, but we did some takeout. Daryl, who's a phenomenal chef, and his food is great. And Sean always, he loves to get food when he's in town from there. They do great gluten-free stuff as well. And we had a great night. So we ordered in, lots of eating going on, Jewel, lots of stuff happening, celebrating. And good. When you have a 31-year-old boy who can eat anything under the sun, other than gluten, because neither of us can, it's a good thing. So, and it was just great. So it was a good weekend, lots of family and friends and get-togethers and reminiscing and beautiful gifts, and it was a happy time and a good place to be. So that was good. And then last night, Julie, I was with Donna Barbetti and Randy Williams, and we went to the Kiwanis tribute to Bob Durkin. Bob is the president of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, and it was a great night, and he was honored. And Kiwanis, as always, comes out in force, and they did a nice job at La Bonavita. And it was good to be out on a nice night. It started to drizzle as we were leaving, but lots of people, and a good time was had by all. So I've been busy, Julie, needless to say. But I have to say a big shout out to Charlie Lestrange. Charlie, as you know, because I've talked about it before, owns the Glider Diner, and everybody loves the Glider Diner. But his catering, Classic Occasions, it's spectacular. He did a great job. The staff, I can't say enough about. And so if you're ever looking to have something catered, don't hesitate, because they do a wonderful job. Charlie worked with me and what we were doing with decorating, and it was it was a nice time. So, and then a friend of mine who couldn't be at the shower because she was at her niece's communion party said that Charlie's group had catered that as well. So, and I know he said he had a lot going on that day, but it's always nice when you have a good experience with anyone you hire to get the job done. And I will say, don't hesitate, because Charlie and his staff, and Charlie's very hands-on, and I love that, because you can talk directly to him, and that's kind of nice. I know it can get busy when people go, but Charlie makes it a very personal endeavor, and that's what I love, is to talk to the boss. It's always a good thing. So hats off to them and all they did. Again, Mackenzie, Jamie, and Amber all work with Charlie, and just great job. They were on the ball, Julie. They didn't miss a beat. They just kept getting everyone who walked in. They got them a drink, and they did, and they moved, and they cleaned up quickly and well, and it was a joy. So I'm very happy. And Mother's Day is coming up, Julie, and Tommy had, my son is a phenomenal cook, and he's making a lovely meal for me on Sunday, and Brenda Bistocchi is going to come over and hang out with us, and we're going to have a nice little, on the deck, it's supposed to be a nice day, get together, and that'll be nice. So again, I know I'll say it at the end of our show, but I just want to let everyone know that mothers are so unbelievable in what they do and doing all that they do and juggling and multitasking and everything that has to be done in the world of being a mom. Happy Mother's Day to our friend, your mom, Julie, Mrs. Immel. She's a delightful lady and a great cook herself there, Jules. So I hope your mom and your sister have a lovely, lovely, lovely Mother's Day. So that's what I can tell you. So to all of you out there, happy Mother's Day, and those who aren't with us. And on that note, Julie, I think we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Bob Schlesinger, who will tell us all about the last thoughts of Gino Murley. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and we will be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. And Julie, tell everybody what you can do for them.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Jewel. And with us is a very dear, near and dear friend of mine, long, long, long time ago. We met at the Everhart Museum over the phone and then became fast friends, Mr. Robert, otherwise known as Bob Schlesinger, who is the executive director for the past 46 years of Scranton Public Theater. I like to say it's the best public theater going. My children, both Tommy and Sean, both took summer classes with Bob, and at the time Mike Draper was doing a lot of the teaching. God rest his soul, he was a wonderful guy. Also, partners with Bob as the artistic director was the late great Jason Miller, who was a phenomenal guy, and I just loved him. And Bob and Jason were very close. Bob continues to run Scranton Public Theater after moving here to go to the great University of Scranton to get his degree from the D.C. area, went back to D.C. a little bit afterwards, came back to Scranton. He's going to tell you his father thought he was nuts when he came back, and here he is after 46 years of doing public theater, still doing it, because we're going to promote The Last Thoughts of Gino Murley, which will be performed by Bob. It's a one-man show. It'll be at the People's Security Bank Theater at Lackawanna College. It is written by the great Tom Flannery, who is the son of Joseph X. Flannery, a great writer for the Scranton Times for years. Directed, and I guess Jimmy Langan is doing lighting and tech for Bob. And Jimmy is the son of the late, great Eleanor Langan, who Julie, as a graduate of Scranton Central, knows and loves her. And that woman was incredible. And Jimmy is every bit as incredible as she is. So Bob's got a great team together. I saw the Last Thoughts of Gino Murley not once but twice, one with Mike Fallon and then with Bob, which he reminded me of because I forgot. But I'll see it again. And it's happening on May 22nd, Thursday, 10 in the morning for the school-age children if they'd like to come. It is free to the students. And then at 7 o'clock that evening, we will have an evening performance. If you bring your child there, they can also come free of charge, and $10 for any adult who comes to visit. And they're going to, proceeds will all benefit the Gino Murley Center, named after this wonderful play, as well as the St. Francis Commons across the street, in one block down, but across from the Murley Center. So I got it all in, Bob. I hope you realize how
way to go, Laurie. Way to go.
There you go. And Bob's going to elaborate a little bit, because I'd love everyone to know, Bob, what, as we said, Tom wrote the play. You've been directing it and then starring in it for years. It's very well received, but it never goes out of style, because it is ever so important for our young people and older people who really don't know the story of Gino Murley, what he did, that he grew up right here in our own region, what he did, how his family continues to support and do what they have to do in his memory. And so do you, so did Tom, so did anyone involved and continues to be, Bob. Why is it so important, do you think, for our young people and people who don't know his story to have this ever present in their mind?
Well, we need to constantly pay a salute to all the veterans from our region and for the country, because they're the reasons why we enjoy the freedom that we enjoy these days. And Gino, of course, was one of the great characters from our region, probably one of the most famous from our region, and he received the Congressional Medal of Honor for his valiant performance and bravado on the battlefield. It's been thought that he killed over 50 Germans during one of the scariest nights, the scariest night of his life, over there in Belgium. So, yes, he was a decorated veteran, a great citizen. He worked 45 years at the Veterans Hospital in Wilkes-Barre, because a lot of the veterans who came back from war with PTSD, Agent Orange issues, they all wanted to talk to Gino because they knew Gino had been on the battlefield and had experienced stuff that none of us, very few of us, have experienced. And so they wanted to talk to Gino because he could talk to them and calm them down if they had issues with PTSD and other situations that happened because of their experience in war. But we should be proud of it.
Yeah, and Bob, you have to think about that. Who wouldn't have some form of PTSD
if you were in battle?
Yeah, I mean, think, who would not? He handled it beautifully, I'll say. Based on this play, based on this play, you learn how and what he struggled with and how he handled it. Some people,
you knew the story. It's an incredible story.
I
don't want to brag here, but I think I have to.
Go ahead.
This guy not only represented us really well, but the story is compelling, and it's an unbelievable piece of theater. And we did our research. We talked to Gino's offspring. We talked to his wife.
Right.
We talked to his Chet Murley, Chet has helped us quite a bit, who was his nephew, and that's where we got the material from. So it's basically a true story. It's
right.
A 50-minute long play. It's a fast 50 minutes. Because it's Tom wrote it, we helped edit it so that I could get the show into the school districts of Northeast PA. And during that period, we've been to 37 high schools, ranging from the New York State border down to Nanticoke and Northwest area, to Stroudsburg area, all the schools in Lackawanna County, and 90% of the schools in Luzerne County. And so it's one of the projects of the Scranton Public Theater that I'm most proud of. It is, we only thought it was going to last for a little bit of time, but it has just kept going and going. And we're preparing for a Veterans Day in November tour to high schools again. It's the play that just, like the Energizer Bunny.
Keeps on going. Well, and you know, Bob, like I said, it never gets old because it's the story. And as people age and children come into a more of an age where they can understand what history is, how it's always going to have to be told. There's always going to be a reason. It's always going to be relevant because regardless of this happening all these years ago, it happened. It's historic. So to teach these kids and for them to understand what this man did, and he grew up right here in our region, is a wonderful thing for all of us to know and to make sure you get to that play, because like Bob said, you know, I'm antsy and I sit through Broadway plays and I love them, but there's nothing better for me than a short, and you know, most, as people say, Bob, most people can do something for an hour without getting a little crazy, antsy. So
we're in the day of the internet now, Laurie, and students' attention spans have been
getting worse,
limited
right?
because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, I just like a quicker, you know, packed with information kind of stuff than dragging something out. So that really is a nice night. It starts at 7. So come on, you get out there, you buy a ticket. Again, the money's going to support the Gino Murley Center and the St. Francis Commons across the street, which you said, which is both veteran related. So come on out and see it. The theater holds about what, 1,100 people or so, Bob?
Something like that. We'll restrict seating to the lower floor. There's
lower
two
level.
Floors.
Okay.
Lower level, and yet, you know, I've done this play in front of 900 students. You could hear a pin drop. Now, some of them might have been sleeping, but the teachers and the principals would tell me, no, they were rapt attention. And
there you go.
That's the response we've gotten. I like I said earlier, I'm really proud of this piece of theater. I know. In my humble opinion, it's a great piece of theater.
It is.
Tom
but
Flannery
I do have to
is
say
to be congratulated.
Commended. Yeah, he's great. But Bob, I have to say, not just because I love you dearly and you're one of my besties, but I think all of the work that Scranton Public Theater has put out, because remember, folks, Scranton Public Theater was over at McDade Park under a tent for years and years and years and years. And then it was brought to Hanlon's Grove at Naog Park for years until a fateful Valentine's Day storm in which year, Bob?
2007.
There you go.
And we were at Montage for 7 years, too.
Oh, you're
under
right.
The tent at Montage before the rock concerts came up there. And we couldn't do it there anymore because they were too loud. So we moved it.
Yeah,
so the commissioners at the time, which was Joe Corcoran and Ray Alberigi, they moved us over to McDade Park, and we were there for 14 mm-hmm. years.
Yeah.
It's great.
It was a great project. It was. And but the quality of the performers, everything you guys brought to the theater and to the people and the stories and the plays that you did, they were wonderful and they were so well done. And as you say, Bob, and I often quote you, you know why that worked? Because it was in whatever you do, whether it's on stage, in life, in the job, anywhere, if something is well cast, it works. And you always say that, and it is true, and that's always how those plays were. And no matter what I saw and did, and you had many volunteers who helped you for years, Bob.
We've got to remember, Laurie, we were a paid staff. I paid all my actors, and I paid all the technicians. And the reason being, and a lot of the reasons, they may not have liked me, but they liked the pay. It wasn't dramatic, but it paid their rent. And I said, you know, we've got to do this because we can get the best to work with us.
Right.
And then eventually they like working with us. And so all I had to do was call them on the phone. They said, well, I got a role for you. How much does it pay, Bob? And I went, that's the question I wanted to hear, because it made them responsible for their own performance. And they took pride in it. And we could demand from them. And when I said we, Jason Miller was our artistic director for a long time, and Tony Santinello also. So,
there you go.
You know, we had some of the really talented people working with us, and that's another thing I'm really proud of.
That's
but this play, has got substance. And like
yes,
I said,
it
it's a quick one. It's got a great story. It can be funny. There's in-depth looks at what it is to be a veteran and to be part of the United States of America. So Gino represented all that stuff. There's great stories in there. And, people walk out of there. I had one teacher say to me, he says, this is the fourth time I've seen this play, and I could see it again. So a substitute for a comment like that. And that's what we're hoping. The play is published, by the way, so there'll be scripts for sale, again, to benefit the Murley Center at the show. And we're trying now to get the play outside the region. So we'll
see
what happens. They just opened the Medal of Honor Museum in Texas, and I just sent them a script. So they just opened up the Medal of Honor Museum. So, you know, merrily we go along.
There you go. Well, also, I do have to give us one more thing, Bob. Bob is also one of the founding members with yours truly of the Scranton Jazz Festival. And for many, many, many years, we worked together bringing great jazz music to this
I think it's
region.
Going into its 20th year now, Lauren.
I retired four years ago.
And had to, because after 16 years, it was a lot of work. And,
it's a ton of work.
And now, you know, it goes forward. So that makes me feel good.
It's,
the Jazz Festival
is
still a part of the community. And it should
That's
make you
correct.
Feel good too, Laurie.
It certainly does. So, and it was a joy to do it and a joy to work with you. And I will see you, if not before, I'll see you on the 22nd. And everybody remember, the last thoughts of Gino Murley held at the People's Security Bank Theater at Lackawanna College, May 27th, 10 a.m. for students, free of charge, 7 p.m. that evening. Tickets are at the door. Purchase at the door. They're $10. If your child comes with you that evening because he can't get to the earlier or she can't get to the earlier one, they will still be free of charge at the door. Adults are $10. All proceeds benefiting the Gino Murley Center and the St. Francis Commons. So, Bob, we wish you best of luck. Break a leg, baby, because
I love
you do a great
I love
job.
Doing this play, Laurie. I love doing
I
this play.
I know you do. I know.
And
you
so anyway, so, I hope I can bring that joy to the stage that night, which I'm going to go out on a limb. No, I'm not going out on a limb. Come and you'll remember it. And we'll go from there.
There you go. Well, thank you, Bob. And Julie will
thank
put
you,
everything
Laurie
else up.
Thank you, Laurie and Julie.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And we will see you guys soon, and we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Holly Sirachi from ERA One Source Realty, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. And, Jewel, tell them what you got, kiddo.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
And with us today is one of our guest experts from ERA One Source Realty. We have the birthday girl herself, Miss Holly Sirachi, who is her birthday's today. We're taping on the 9th. You'll hear us on the 10th, but we are so happy to have Holly this morning as one of our favorites, and it is her birthday, so very quickly, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Holly, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, Holly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us on a happy birthday day. It's a big one.
Absolutely.
A big day. Every one of us have big, every day is a good day, but when it's your birthday, it's a big day, and that's what I say.
Absolutely.
So enjoy.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So we're talking a little bit about about real estate. Holly, you and I spoke yesterday, and we're talking today because we thought we'd talk a little bit about some trends that are sort of, at least in New York, when I heard this story and coming into our neck of the woods, as far as things that everyone said, get it out of here, we hate it, we don't like it, and it's all cosmetic, things that can be done, but things are on the rise, and things are coming back, and as you said, your mother used to say, hold on to things, they always come back in style, and they do. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I was telling Holly yesterday that I watched the Today Show, which I do as often as I can, and there was a woman on from a real estate company in New York City, and she was saying that the trend these days is now coming back to individual rooms and getting a little bit away from open floor plans and having a little more individualized rooms like we used to have in the way houses used to be built, with specific rooms that are not open. You go through a doorway or an archway or something to get to the other room. They're all linked, but it isn't open and sprawling. It's just much more individualized. So I brought that up to Holly. We talked a little bit about that, and we're going to talk about that. And then she got into some of the decorating tips, which is really interesting because as a real estate agent, Holly, you know, when you go into someone's house, you think, oh, man, is that going to work or not? Should we change it? Should we overlook that? So go ahead, Hal. Talk a little bit about that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I found it very interesting that you mentioned what you had seen about nixing the open floor plan, because that is the most, the biggest comment I hear, like, oh, no, it's too closed off, or it's too this, or it's too that. And, you know, the running joke is, clients say we always have, and friends, you always have one or two rooms in our house that we don't use. So I found that fascinating that you said that, because I have a lot of people call me and say, hey, I'm redecorating, or I'm, going to expand my kitchen. And what do you think of this? Going for more of a casual approach, maybe a large island with stools, rather than, another table. And also living rooms, that's funny. And during COVID, a lot of people would convert, one of their rooms that they didn't necessarily use into another office. However, I haven't had that yet, where people are saying, you know, I want to get rid of the open floor plan, but I find it very interesting. The one thing I did find very interesting, which we discussed a little earlier, is wallpaper. And I had attended a party, and this house was over the top, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. And there was wallpaper in every bathroom, and very interesting wallpaper. Definitely a conversation piece, and really, really unique and what have you. And it actually inspired me to, after I had taken wallpaper out of my powder room, go back many years later, and I actually just put it back in. So that's really funny and interesting, and it's really hard because everybody has such individual taste. You know, when redecorating a house, or when, you know, they're finding a place to land, you know, they look at things much differently than we do. And so it's nice to keep up on those trends and be able to offer your client suggestions. There's a lot of people that can't see past this carpet or that color paint or what have you. So I try to always stay up on things. But the one that you mentioned, I hadn't heard of as of yet.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting because as we were talking off air, Julie was saying how she can't imagine not having a dining room. And I get that, especially for entertaining purposes. I mean, I have a dining room in my home and it's beautiful, but I changed it. I switched up. And because of, I wanted to use more room, and I thought, oh, I never use this room, and it's the prettiest, I think one of the prettiest rooms in my home, and I never used it enough because it was just sort of a pass-through and throw things on the table, possibly, and that drove me nuts because it became a catch-all, and I thought, I need to do something differently with this room. So what I did is I sold my dining room set, and I bought a round, which I love, round dining tables, mm-hmm. and I bought one that expands out to a big oval, and it's all hooked in one. I got it at Woods and Company, and it you don't have to have the put in the leaves. You just put them, you know, you just pull it out. It just comes out automatically, and it stores underneath the table, and it's lovely, and it's round, and I have two beautiful hostess chairs in gorgeous fabric that I had got from them as well, and I put them in next to it, so that sits in the like little area where my windows are because they kind of it juts out a little, and I have that there, so if I need to have a dining room, I can pull that out, which I had to do at Easter, and move around the room a little bit because I have a couch and an armoire, and I made that a sitting room with that piece in there. So I combined the two, and then again, I just pushed the couch into the window, pulled the table out, flipped it open because, like I said, it can enlarge it instantly. And it worked out beautifully that I created a little dining room right under the chandelier that I had that took 5 minutes to move the couch, push it into the space where that was, and it was perfect. So I wanted that to be what it was because I can sit four beautifully, but to have five or six or seven people, I would have to pull out the table. And it worked out great. Now I use that room all the time because it's a sitting room and there's a television in the armoire and blah, blah. So to me, it just created another space but still has the ability to be the other when I need it to be instead of just a real formal dining. It just created that for me, and I love that. And I again, seeing wallpaper, when I remember my home in Philadelphia, I had to your point, Holly, I had a little powder room. It was underneath the stairs, and it was I didn't put it in. It was there when I bought it, and that's what I fell in love with. It was this huge wallpaper, huge floral print, and it was a tiny space, but it worked. And I just told you guys I was at this place or at the Trip House, and the bathroom wallpaper is beautiful. And now your bathroom, Holly, you went with that. I said that I got this dress for the shower at one of the retail stores, wherever they are. I don't know if it's in London or L.A. or New York. They have the same print from my dress in wallpaper in their store. I mean, and so all that stuff just kind of happened this week that I noticed all of that. And then you just said you did it with the floral wallpaper. So I don't know, Holly. I think it's kind of those little spaces where you can commit to something that, you know, busy, I think is a good thing. I mean, how do you think that's going to react to people going forward? You think they're just going to get into it because that shift, that change is shifting, or what do you think?
Well, I think when you have small kids, and this is why I originally did it, having the bathrooms wallpapered was fantastic because it saved the appearance of it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then when the shifts changed, because wallpaper was so taboo there for quite some time, seeing it, you know, whatever, 15 years later, 10 years later, gave me a real appreciation for it and to add some character. And, you know, I think the bottom line is you have to love where you live and put your personal touch on it. And,
right,
you know, it's like artwork. You know, does it make you feel happy? Do you walk into a room and look at a picture and feel happy? Do you walk into that bathroom and it's a dark color, a light color, wallpaper, what have you, and it just makes you feel happy? You have to make, obviously, your home your home. I honestly, I've never gone into any home that's been too similar, quite honestly. I sold a home where she was very, very creative. The whole house, the walls were, I don't want to say, they were a white with a gray hue. And she did turquoise accents throughout the house. Furniture,
yeah,
different things. Magnificent. Not everybody's,
yep,
take. I personally loved it. I love to decorate. I love all of that.
Me too.
But it gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. So it, I guess it does depend on, you know, your taste and what have you. I go into so many, oh my gosh, I would have never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can appreciate it. And you know, I love color. So, you know, when the trends changed to light walls and I had a change, I'm like, oh God, you know, so you do an accent wall or something of that nature. But I sold a house that they did not have a kitchen table. They had, you know, the breakfast bar. I actually just sold another one. And that at that time, I would say it was probably 6 years ago, that was a bone of contention because there, yeah, was no kitchen table. There, mm-hmm, there was just the breakfast bar, so to speak. And for me, like personally, that would be great. You know, we only have,
yeah,
X people, but then you really have to stop and think, well, in that situation, you will be using your dining room more frequently.
Right. Absolutely.
So what do you want?
Yeah.
I only use my dining room, you know,
a couple times a year,
you know,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And I, mm-hmm, yeah. So I'd actually thought about making a bigger kitchen because that seems to be where everybody ends up. I've also seen trends where there's two islands. I mean, obviously, substantially bigger homes.
I love that. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you
see,
know,
I
one
love
for
an
prepping
island,
and one for serving.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's the beauty of them, that to do all the work on them, and then you can also have someone, you could be doing work while someone's sitting there. I love it. I have an island in mine, although it's not permanent. And I just ordered another one, again, from Woods & Company, and a longer one. Because with my son here, he's a phenomenal cook, and he uses that for so many things. So we needed more space, and I love it. So I think they're great. And you can still sit around it. We've still had many meals where we sat in the kitchen right on the island, and I love it because the stools go right underneath, so it kind of creates a nice walk around. Yeah, it those things work. But Holly, I think what the bottom line is, anybody who, you have to have your home surrounded by things, like you said, that you love and make you happy, because it's your safe place to be. It's what it brings you peace and joy, hopefully, and that's what you should have around. And pay attention to current things, because sometimes, you know, those little tweaky things, those what doing a bathroom, make a big difference. And someone could say, oh, that really looks cool, and I love that it's in a bathroom because it's not overly committed. So, yeah, I think it's great. So how can everybody get in touch with you or anyone who'd like to talk to you about possibly buying a home or listing their property or both?
So I'm an associate broker with ERA Real Estate. You can call me on my cell phone, 570-885-0157, or email me at hollysirachi@gmail.com.
There you go. Holly, as always, we thank you. I hope you
thank
continue
you.
To love your powder room with beautiful wallpaper. And knowing you just the way you are and never have been to your home, I can imagine it's beautiful because you have great taste and style and you're a beautiful lady. And it's your birthday, so all of these things are good. So I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend. It's Mother's Day and your
you
birthday.
You too. Happy Mother's Day.
A couple
Day.
Days
Happy
in between. Day. Thank you. Yes, and thank you, and happy Mother's Day to all mothers out there, whether you're a mom, whether you're a biological mom, an adoptive mom, someone who acts like a mom, an aunt, a grandma, anyone in that position, thank you, because you're strong, strong, beautiful ladies, and you're what makes, you're the glue of the family. So thank you for that, and happy Mother's Day to all, and happy Mother's Day in heaven to my mom, Aunt Kat, and RN. And we will see you next week, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you so much for listening. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye-bye. Happy Mother's Day.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.